With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The beauty of TV, and occasionally its biggest pitfall, is that for the most part anyway, the producers, writers, and directors are all essentially laying the tracks down while the train they're on is already moving. What I mean by that is that plans are constantly changing, and so it can be a shock to realize that some of the best recurring characters on TV were only supposed to be around for a single episode, and in some extreme cases, a single scene inside those single episodes. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 amazing TV characters who were only supposed to appear in one episode. Number 8, Bobby Singer, Supernatural. By design, Supernatural wasn't intended to have many recurring cast members. Unlike most shows, for years the horror series only had 2 regulars in the form of Leeds Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki, with most of the characters they interacted with on their hunts being treated as one and done appearances. That changed over time though, and the likes of Castiel, who was originally only supposed to appear in a small 3-episode stint, ended up hanging around for years, even after dying. In the same vein, Bobby Singer, Sam and Dean's daddy replacement, was only initially envisioned as a one-off character, born due to a scheduling conflict with another actor who was supposed to reprise her role from a former episode. In the season 1 finale, Sam and Dean's father has been kidnapped and they're in desperate need of help. So, they call up Bobby, an apparent longtime friend who hasn't been mentioned previously, to help them out. The great work of actor Jim Beaver, and especially his paternal chemistry with the two leads, made him a hit with audiences, and the writers brought Bobby back for a few episodes in season 2, and from there became one of the most popular characters to ever grace the show, and stuck around on and off, both alive and dead, until the show wrapped up in season 15. Number 7, Lyanna Mormont, Game of Thrones. Considering Game of Thrones' mammoth cast of characters, and how many of them end up dead, it's unsurprising when actors only turn up for a couple of scenes and then are never seen again. The world of Westeros is huge, and the writers weren't afraid to discard people once their role in the narrative was fulfilled. Sometimes though, they did manage to make room for actors and characters that really impressed them. Take the latter seasons as standout star Bella Ramsey, who was initially only drafted in for a single scene in season 6. Playing Lyanna Mormont, the young head of House Mormont, Ramsey's biting performance made her a striking screen presence, and her excellent single scene impressed the showrunners so much that they had no choice but to flesh out her role in future seasons. As co-showrunner David Benioff put it in an EW interview, quote, "Part of what excites me is the performance of these actors. So many of them have been with us since the beginning, and they've grown, both literally for the kids and as characters. In many cases, they're going so far beyond what was expected of them. Some, like Lyanna Mormont, were just supposed to be in one scene. But Bella is such an incredible actress that we kept bringing her back because we wanted more Bella," end quote. Number 6, Felicity Smoke, Arrow. Though Felicity Smoke is a character from DC Comics, it's unlikely that many fans of Arrow were familiar with her when she debuted in the show. She was intentionally picked from relative obscurity to be adapted for the series, partly because the writers needed a tech-based character for a very brief role in a single episode. Had they expected Smoke to be around for as long as she was, they might have picked a bigger name. But in hindsight, that would have robbed superhero fans of one of the best characters on the CW. Emily Bett Rickards was cast in the minor role, which was literally only 2 scenes initially, but instantly became a hit with the cast. Her chemistry with the rest of the team and her performance on the day was noted by the other cast members and even the chairman of Warner Brothers. Once the episode aired and Smoke was embraced by fans and critics, it didn't take the writers long to flesh the character's role out and bring her back for more episodes, with her presence growing as the seasons wore on. Eventually, eventually, Smoke became a vital character not only in Arrow, but the entire DC TV universe at large, crossing over onto other shows such as Legends of Tomorrow and Supergirl. Number 5, Elijah Krantz, Girls. Looking back at it now, HBO's Girls was a huge stepping stone for a bunch of the best actors working today. You had indie darling Christopher Abbott breaking out to star in a string of critically acclaimed hits, and of course, future Star Wars megastar Adam Driver, to name just a few. Another standout of the core group was Andrew Rannells as Elijah Krantz, protagonist Hannah's gay ex-boyfriend. Rannells had a small part to play in the earlier seasons before being bumped up to the main cast for the final 3, becoming one of the most well-liked characters on the whole show. Of course, his appearance on this list can only mean one thing, though, that all of this was just a happy accident. Initially, the actor admitted that he was only asked to be on, quote, one scene in one episode, but that the writers kept unexpectedly calling him up to see if he was free for future installments, which allowed them to flesh out his character into a more three-dimensional person and eventually integrate him into the show in a more direct way. It took a while, but they eventually got there, and it was definitely worth the wait. Number 4, Jack Shepard, Lost. Even when the story got completely nuts and people stopped caring about the many, many mysteries stringing them along, the core cast of characters is what made fans of Lost continue to tune in through thick and thin. The original survivors of Oceanic Flight 815 and their unique dynamic grounded the series' more abstract concepts, and watching them grow together, apart, and investigate the secrets of the island made for riveting TV. Of course, at the center of this huge ensemble was Matthew Fox's Jack, who saw the show out from its very first scene right up to its last. However, in one of the most famous what-if scenarios in TV history, the Jack character was actually supposed to bite the dust right at the end of the pilot. The original plan was to essentially pull a Scream, cast a big-name actor who's marketed as the lead of the series, only to then kill them off and shock the audience. In this case, it was Michael Keaton who was courted to play Jack for the episode, and he was apparently up for it as well. At the end of the day, though, the producers got cold feet and thought that Jack staying around would be better for the series' longevity, which caused Keaton to drop out and Fox to come in. Number 3, Steve Urkel, Family Matters. Urkel is one of those characters that completely eclipsed the show that birthed them. Winning the hearts of Americans with catchphrases, dance, and an iconic wardrobe, the geeky kid easily dominated Family Matters' pop culture footprint, and even now, decades after the show's cancellation, persists as a reference point for many people both young and old. Hilariously though, this was entirely by accident, as Urkel was only written into one episode as an obnoxious joke character. In fact, it was this very reason that actor Jaleel White wanted the role, as he was intending to give this acting gimmick a final hurrah before pursuing an athletic career. Of course, history had other plans, and after becoming completely smitten with the character, Urkel was written into more episodes and White was signed up for a role that would make him a household name for years to come. Number 2, Mike Ehrmantraut, Breaking Bad. It's difficult to rank the bald white dudes of the Breaking Bad universe, but it goes without saying that lovable fixer Mike Ehrmantraut will be right up there in maybe even the top spot. Showing up for the first time at the very end of season 2, Mike quickly became the beating heart of the show. He was the hitman with a heart of gold who wasn't afraid to get his hands dirty, but still retained something of a moral compass. He was the family man that Walt masqueraded as, essentially. Mike was good at his work, but he didn't enjoy it. It was all to give the people he loved a comfortable life. Unfathomably though, his breakout run on the show for the next 3 seasons, and his leading role in acclaimed spin-off Better Call Saul almost didn't happen, as Mike was initially included only as a solution to a production problem. In his debut, he's needed to help Jesse after Jesse's girlfriend Jane dies via a gruesome overdose. Initially though, it was supposed to be Saul Goodman who'd come to the rescue, but scheduling conflicts with actor Bob Odenkirk meant that he wasn't available. Drafting in a replacement, Jonathan Banks was brought in as new character Mike for the solitary scene, and impressed so much that he became a vital player in season 3 and beyond. Number 1, Laura Palmer, Twin Peaks. When you think of Twin Peaks, it's almost impossible to not picture Laura Palmer's iconic prom photo. Palmer's character, even in a still image, is so important not only to the plot of the series, but its overall vibe, and all that has to do with actress Cheryl Lee, who brought the doomed teen to life, or death, I guess. Considering her impact on the series and pop culture as a whole, though, it is hilarious to realize just how little thought David Lynch and co. put into casting her. See, originally, Palmer was only supposed to be a conduit for the plot, her death a driving mystery that was never supposed to be solved, but would facilitate other stories. And with that in mind, it makes sense that the filmmakers just picked someone at random from a pool of local girls to come in, be wrapped in plastic, and then take a few photos. Over the course of shooting, though, Lynch saw something in Lee, and after performing her single scene in the pilot, called her back for another, and then ended up casting her as Maddie, Laura's cousin, in the series proper. That didn't stop Palmer from appearing in future episodes as well, though, as well as headlining the prequel film Fire Walk With Me. So yeah, not bad for Lee, really, who Lynch cast without even knowing if she could act.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.